We haven't seen much movement in the market today. It's been mostly about consolidation, and it feels like everyone is just waiting to see what traders in the U.S. decide to do before making any decisions. As things stand, we've seen a strong bout of data out of the U.S. accompanied by higher inflation readings. And so all of this points to more restrictive, less investor-friendly monetary policy. But with all that said, it's almost a wonder stocks have managed to hold up so well. The U.S. dollar has been a little clearer in its path, clearly catching a renewed bid tone this week. Looking ahead, we get more inflation data, this time in the form of U.S. producer prices. We also get housing starts and building permits, initial jobless claims, and the Philly Fed survey. Finally, there's no shortage of central bank speak. We'll hear from a bunch of Fed members, some ECB members, and a nice amount of BOE members. That's all for now.